When the events of March 11, 2011 began to unfold, Emiko Moore was watching them with her Japanese relatives who were visiting her in Lebanon from Ishimaki, one of the hardest cities hit. Her daughter Mia, then 7, suggested they help.
It came from a very pure place. I think that's what kind of really made me say this is something that we're going to do.
They eventually decided to build a playground, and Moore, a friend of mine, approached local leaders in Ishimaki, where waves reached 33 feet, killing 3,000 and destroying 20,000 homes. They donated land, and UC's DAP agreed to design the playground. Student Mark Grody was part of a 5-member team awarded the winning design by the residents of Ishimaki.
It really touched all of us, and we did a lot of research and saw some documentaries and looked at photos, and we really wanted to push this project.
Another student, Matt Bears, said trying to connect to these Japanese kids was emotional, but it was amazing to provide something that could give them hope. Emiko Moore agrees.
We go to parks all the time. We are lucky to enjoy so many great parks in this area. And for us, I think the idea of having some kind of normalcy for children, to be able to play.
Japanese contractors estimate the playground will cost $600,000 to build. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.